She said, I went and got me a new pair. Now, you only get, she had an kind of insurance, so I had told Britney, you know, I can see out of Britney's glasses pretty good. I say, you know, I said, maybe, she said, Mama, I don't think they get but one pair a year. I said, oh, well, that's after that. She said, I went and got me another pair of glasses. She said, I got me another pair of glasses. I don't need any more prescription. I just needed another pair of glasses. So they gave me another pair of glasses. So you take these. Now, what did I ask God? Give me this until you get through. Now, what that mean? He going to do it. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care what you say. He's going to do what he say. Woo! So I come out of there acting just like this. I say, Ernest, oh, my God, I can see. He look at me. I ain't going to tell you I can see perfect, but I can see her back there. I see you. I see you. You know, children of God, we're living in the last day. And I think people that's over you need to have faith. Their faith got to follow. So I'm sitting here, I said, Lord, you know where I am. But he just don't seem to do nothing else but tell me to wait. I'm going to do it. Just wait. When? So I'm going to be teaching you all this kind of stuff in there, so you know. Like she said about her tooth. I'm going to have enough to teach you to make your faith grow. I want to thank the Lord again. He's just good. Thank the Lord for my sweetheart. He'll see the way. He say, honey, can you? And he'll be taking me around. I said, Lord, bless him, Lord. He be, honey, it's kind of, can you see? He takes me. He'll never say nothing, just take me. He about to, what is wrong with this woman? But but what's wrong with this woman? I don't even know. When you find out, you let me know. Because I don't even know. But I know one thing. He said, wait. And I'm going to wait. And then the devil said, you're going to go blind. I said, no, he didn't tell me that. I said, that wasn't in the plan there. But as you wait upon the Lord and be of good courage, he will strengthen your heart. Now, if you want to stand up a little bit more, listen this. When I did what the Lord told me to do down to Virginia, Tennessee, I told the Lord, I sit there. I said, Lord, this woman may not receive me. I don't know this woman. You know, I'm sitting up here, you know, and she's a quiet lady. She would just, y'all be seated. She's a quiet lady. You're going to stand up again when I pray. She's a quiet, real quiet lady. And when I walked in the house, somebody came to the door, and she said, and I thought that was his wife. I said, ooh, she's a happy lady. I can, you know. But she wasn't. She's a little bitty lady, Marcy. I got a picture on my thing. She's a little bitty, sweet as she could be, and just kind of quiet and, you know, everything. Quiet. And so I said to the husband, he all gung-ho, you know, men different. He all gung-ho. I told him why I had come. I said, I've come here. I've come for a purpose. I believe God sent me. He's done it before, and he's going to do it again. And so he kept talking, so I said, yeah, but your wife got to agree. So he said, so after things kind of come, there was a lot of people in the house. They're very beautiful people. They just love to, you know, do this thing of feeding folks and everything and having their things there. So everybody was around a gorgeous house. Woo! One of them palaces, 5 bedrooms, 3, 4 bathrooms. I mean, it was gorgeous. And anyway, finally I say, she got unbusy. And so I said, may I see you? So I went in the room with her. And I'm still trying to say this. And I told her, I said, why? Because she said, oh, thank you. I said, oh, thank you, Del. Thank you. I said, I come. She said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I said, oh, Lord, I come to the right place. She said, my mother was a minister. And I won't tell you what happened. But anyway, I did what God told me to do. Let me tell you something. I came from St. Louis, and I don't feel like I'm nobody. But God sent me. He'll send you. We got to stop talking about we less than nothing. I hear this a lot of time in our voice, all of us. We all like this. God, how could you be nothing when God in you? How could you be less than anything with God in you? There's no less in you if God is in you. So what we're going to have to do is come on up, all of us, Pastor, everybody that love God. Come up to this place. So y'all pray for me. I know y'all praying for me. They be praying, oh, when they say something, oh, that's grandma. So keep praying. God answers prayer. He'll answer your prayer. And let me tell you something else. We're not all in the same place of faith. Some people ain't got no faith. Some people got little faith. Some people got great faith. Jesus walked with these men. I told y'all that now. He walked with these men. And this man came from nowhere and said, look, my servant need to be healed. And the Lord looked at him and said, I'll come. Because he always come, don't he, son? He always come when you want him. And he was going to come and heal the man. Now, it's so strange because you don't understand. Get your mind back and be thinking. Don't just praise the Lord. You know, think about the woman that was in the crowd. Think about this man. That, now, when they came to him, now, some of the writers give different versions of it, what they saw. But one of them say, Master, help him. He been good. He built us a synagogue. I mean, this man, he deserved, if you know, you go, hallelujah, one of the writers. But Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. He said, wait. I live 10 miles up the road. You ain't got to come. You walking, I'm on a camel. You don't have to come. All you got to do is speak the word, and my servant will be healed. All we need is a word from God. That's all you need. It doesn't matter what people think, where you're standing at. When you have a word from God, it's just something about a word from God. And it talks to you as a person. A word from the Lord. And Jesus, listen what Jesus said. He said, I've never seen such great faith. Not even in the church. In Israel. He marvels when we trust in him. He marvels when we trust in him. Am I making sense? But everybody, we all in different places. I think we got to know where we are. We do. If you ain't, like Brother Bennett said, if you can't find nobody, then go get you the best doctor you can find. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So don't be down on me because I'm crazy. I'm just crazy. That's all. Been crazy all my life, I believe. Praise the Lord. So the Lord told me we were talking, and I want you to stand one more time. Let me pray and ask God to bless our service today. Just stand one more time, you that can. Just stand one more time. Father, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for the word of God. I want to thank you for who you are and what you're doing in this hour. Keep my mind focused. Keep every one of our minds focused. Keep us focused, God, on what you have said to us and what you're going to do. Because, Lord, I believe this is your hour and your day. I believe that with all my heart. And I believe, Lord, as we read these words today, these are your words. This word was given to us. Praise the Lord. We don't understand how great this word is. We understand it a little, Lord, but we still kind of, we just don't get it. But, Lord, you help us. Praise the Lord, to love one another, love your word, love you, and do what we say and do what we can. We can't be like nobody else. We got to be ourselves. But I pray that you would help each one of us, God, today. I give you the praise and glory. Anoint this word, God. And let it go forth, God. And let us understand it, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Well, turn around and tell somebody, I'm here to see the Lord move. That was kind of weak. Yes, I'm here to see him move. Sister, will you get your Bible so you can help me read? We're going to start at John 14. And the Spirit of Love began to talk to me about some things. And I began to hear things. Praise the Lord. And I guess we was coming back. I think we was coming back from Virginia. Where were we at? Tennessee. Something about Virginia. Must be my son. We were coming back, and the Holy Spirit came up on me, and I'm not a person to show. I don't like to show off. I don't, especially show up with God. And something hit me. They went to get some ice cream, and my hand shot up, and the Holy Spirit came up on me, and I'm telling you, I praised him. A praise came out of me that I don't understand it, Brother Mark. Maybe these things have happened to you occasionally. You know what I'm saying? It just so wonderful, and I got back in the car and I couldn't hardly contain myself, and I said, oh Jesus, what? You know, I don't like whatever we do for God. I want it to be real. I don't want no plaything. I want it to be genuine. Your praise is to be genuine. And I thank the Lord. We met the best people in Tennessee. Good Lord. We be down there to witness the people, and they're witnessing to us. I mean, we went into the place where we went to eat this stuff in where it's home cooking. What you call that place? It was, Casey Jones. Hey, they had some food, man, and everybody was, it was all home cooked. Greens and potatoes and amen. And we going to witness to this girl, and she said, oh, I tell you what God done. I said, oh, Lord. Yeah, she witnessed it to us. We witnessed it, trying to help the lady. So we were sitting down at the breakfast bar. People were so friendly. Showing up friendly. How you doing, ladies? You know the men come. How y'all doing? Oh, but where y'all? Because there was a lot of people in there from different places, you know. And so we sitting down here eating one morning. Went to breakfast, me and Gwen early, because we would get up and go down. Y'all be in the bed. But we went down to breakfast, and so this lady, she was at the bar trying to serve with her left hand. She was right-handed. She had her other hand in a sling. And so she kept talking. We was friendly with her. Praise the Lord. So she was kind of getting friendly. So when I thought, without that. So she said, yes. She said, I said, can we pray for you? She said, yes. So me and Gwen joined hands, and we prayed a small prayer, asked the Lord to, you know, let me tell you what done happened to me. I said, oh, Lord. When that woman got through talking to us about what God did for her son and raising him up from the dead, and I said, wow. I thought about, you got people everywhere. The God got people everywhere. Don't let the devil tell you ain't nobody out there. God got people everywhere. Well, Daddy say that's the Bible Belt. Is that the Bible Belt down there? Yes, well, I'm telling you, they sure got the belt on. And they got the belt on. Everybody was friendly. I've never seen it before. You know, you meet some crazy folks, but the Lord didn't let us meet no crazy people. They all was, we just had the best time. I mean, people was, even the people that sold you stuff, even the people behind the counters. And I didn't know how to act. Get good, because I know heaven gonna be something. Praise the Lord. And so I just want to really thank the Lord, and I really believe he did something. I gave him my phone number. I'm looking to hear a phone call. Praise the Lord. And she was so happy. She was just elated. And I'm thinking, I said, Lord, now I go way down to Tennessee. But what did I tell y'all? For I told a few people I was going. I said, I'm going on a, didn't I tell you? What did I tell you? I'm going on a mission. I completed it and I was ready to come home. I had such a wonderful time. My daughters just treated me. They just, all my grandkids and everybody just, I was the queen. Yeah, Gwen, she doing my hair and everything. I had a wonderful time. When you turn to John, the 14th chapter, we're going to talk about somebody. And I'm going to entitle this, Seek Him, Not It. I'm afraid so many, especially Pentecostal people that's in our realm, they sought it. They sought it. But don't seek it. He got a name. It's a person. It's a him. Seek him. I want to go to the 14th chapter, John. I ask you all to pray with me. Praise the Lord. I know I had read a scripture somewhere and the Lord brought me to it. He's just something else. So the 14th verse I want to read. We start with the 13th. You can start at the 12th. Where you read it from, your sister? The 12th is, this is 14 and 12.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do,
Now he said, now he that believeth on me. Let me see the believers in here. He said, greater works will we do. Why? Because he said, I'm going to my Father. Read. Whatever you ask. That's what he said now. Now, I mean, that's what he said now. Read.
If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it.
I might do it.
No, I will.
Maybe I'll do it. I'll think about it. No. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I'm living in this. I will do it. If you love me, he said, now here it is, keep my commandments. Now, beloved, you have to read. You can't get that little verse there up at number 14 and don't keep number 15. See, that's where people miss up. They'll read a scripture that's really good, but they don't read up above it and down below it. And so there they go off on that little tangent and they get messed up. They, well, God, no. He said, if you keep my commandments. Read it.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
He's going to give us another comfort. He didn't call it. He said, I'm going to give you another comforter. Listen good now. I'm going to keep you long because y'all got to go get a little something. I'm not going to keep you long. He said, I'm going to give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. And then he said,
even the Spirit of truth.
The world can't have this now. Okay. Okay. Yes. Wait a minute. Now, this one got me. Read. For he dwelleth with you. Now, who was dwelling with him? Who was abiding with those men? I looked up the word dwelling. And it means abide, to stay, to remain, and stay with. Who was staying with them at that time? And then I looked up Mark. I went through the scripture to try to find out, did he blow on them before he said this? I had to read that, you know, because he blowed on them and they received, remember? They received the Holy Ghost. I didn't match that up. I didn't. I said, wait. This was early up in the day right here. Amen. So he said, hallelujah. Well, now let me say this. Now, I ain't going to try to explain it because it's a mystery and I ain't crazy. But say, hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one God. He's one. And thou shalt have no other God before him. But I just think it's so wonderful what God has done for us to put his Spirit in us. Good Lord. Wake up, church. Hallelujah. We got something in us that can upset the world. But then I told the Lord, I begin to think in my heart. And you think in your heart and you know it's the truth. Think back when Jesus then was here and Peter then was here. Let's just think about it when Peter then was here. I said, Lord, didn't have no telephones, no newspapers, no magazine, no iPhones, T-phones, L-phones, 5, 6, 8 phones. Didn't have none of that. Listen now. Wait now. So somebody say, I want to be all God wants me to be. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. I got things I like to look at. You know, I used to like to look at people tearing houses down. And so I like to look at something from Iran and all the time. And I'm not saying God said you can't look. But, you know, you count the minutes you spend at that thing and find out how much you spend in prayer. That's how God's been dealing with me. I said, Lord, they didn't have no iPhones. They didn't have no telephones. How did they communicate? You know what I'm saying? They didn't have all this stuff we got. And the Lord said, I said to the Holy Spirit, said, all these things are distractions. All these things are distractions. Now, ain't nobody going to come and hear this because they ain't going to stop doing nothing. See, but that world is big out there. Honey. I go over somewhere and stand on the corner. Hey. The Lord told me, I said, Lord, these distractions that we have, that we spend more time with not bad things, you know. And so I said, Lord, you know, I like to do crossword puzzles. I had to look at that. I said, I got to stop spending so much time on these crossword puzzles because I like to do crossword puzzles because I think it do your mind. Sudoku. I like Sudoku. And now none of that's sin. Is that right? But it's the time that you spend. Say time. Time is valuable, and you can't get it back. Jesus even says 18 hours in a day. He said it. Work while it's day, for the night come when no man, how many is 12 hours? How many hours? Jesus said, I think 18, I don't know what he said. But anyway, work while it's day, for the night come when no man can work. So he said, he dwell with you, the Spirit, and he shall be in you. Then he said, 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I just have to read the word, and you just have to just go back and read it. He said, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Yes. Who's in me? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, if Christ is in you, then we got to give him some time. Starting here. I said, Lord, I just, come on now. Come on, come on, come on. You ain't got time to worry. That's losing time. That, you know, anything you do that's taking up this little space, that's losing time. Like sister said, you stay right on up there, sister girl. God has given you something. You didn't go to no doctor, get no pill. You got what God gave you, because man can't give you what God gave you. But when you came to church, and she would sit there where Leonard is sitting, I think, right? And pray. And she prayed, and she'd pray in the spirit. She didn't know then God was building her up. She didn't know then she was talking to God, and God was building her up. Building her in herself, she was thinking, I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know. Yes, you can. No, I don't know. What you gonna do? I don't know. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost came. Because she was talking to the Holy Ghost. He was talking through her. And she let him have his way. And he was telling God, say, when he come now, you build her up now. Give her peace that pass understanding. Now that she come into church, I say, she come one Wednesday morning, and she was, I said, she's come in, so she always comes singing. So she comes, I said, hi, sister. She said, oh, whoopee. We start praying, no one about to hear but me and her. And she was going, whoopee. She didn't know what else to say. Praise God, because God do something for you. It's done. It ain't half done. It ain't half. Oh, God. I love what God do, sister. I love what he does. And you saw what she said, I don't want to come down. Sister David, I don't know what it is. I feel so good. And then I said, Lord, she don't know how she blessing me. She don't realize what she's saying. I'm not in the same place you in, sister. But see, God knows what to do, who to put where, and what to say to you. Praise the Lord. You may not say, you may not think you saying nothing to help nobody. But you can say just a few words that's needed at that time to make people. And I say, Lord, thank you. Because her testimony just, done got me. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. This is one. That's why I know that there's something in God that man ain't got. Man can't help you. God did it. And you have stood and gave him the praise. And you gave him the glory for it. And God is praised. His name is exalted on high. You hear what I'm saying? Now just be yourself. Now don't try to be like nobody else. I'm not trying to preach against them and do nothing. I'm just talking with the word. I have a mind to get back in this word and do what God say to. Not because, but because he said it. And because he's been so good. I say he's been so good. And tell a girl, when my granddaughter gave me this, which I did not ask her for, I say, I know you hear me when I pray. I know. I just asked you, Lord, and here you done did it. She didn't have to give me $100,000. I need that. I needed these. And when she gave them to me, it was like God gave me a... You understand? Y'all understand what I'm saying? You hold on to what you're waiting on. Don't give up. Don't give up. God has given us his spirit. He said, go ahead. He said, oh, wait a minute, 20. At that day, ye should know that I'm in the Father. Something's going to happen to the church. I really believe that. Some is coming to the church. That is that they're going to believe. I said it last week. I hadn't read this, but I know I had read it somewhere. Praise the Lord in the scriptures. When I found that, I said, oh, Lord, thank you. But something is happening to the church. You said, well, now, listen, praise God. As long as you still got this, I don't know. God has got something for God's people that's unimaginable. Hold on. Hallelujah. Read, sister. I think I went down to the 23rd verse. No, just go ahead and read down to the 21. Watch it now. What is it? You got to have them first. God, no. He that have his commandments and keepeth them. Now, he trying to just tell you how to get, you know, where we need to be. Okay, he did have my commandment and keep them, huh?
He it is that loveth me.
He loves me.
And he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father.
Mm-mm-mm.
And
I'm going to love him and manifest. I'm going to make myself known. You're going to know who I am. You're going to know. You ain't going to be, you know, still coming to church. You're going to know me. You're going to know who I am. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, listen, read on. You keep my words.
And my Father will love him.
And we will come
unto him.
Yes, Lord.
And make our abode.
Watch it now. He said, we're going to come. I mean, all of my essence, I'm going to come with some more of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Got it all. Got it all.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. The church need it all.
Yes.
I say they need it all, but it got to stop it. Talk about it. Right. Praise the Lord. No, not it. It's a him. When he is come. When the Holy Spirit. I told God, I said, Lord, I know you gave me of your spirit. I could not be free without your spirit. You told me if I didn't get the Holy Ghost, I would be bound. But I'm free. So I know I got the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, my children, I am seeking him that I may be filled from the top of my head to the top of my toes. Because it's going to take that to minister to this world. It's going to take it. You ain't going to go out into the world now and try to help people with nothing. With church. People ain't worried about, they ain't think about no church. No. You're going to go out with him. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, number 25. Is that 25, sister?
Yes.
When, within, what, read it.
The Comforter, the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
He's
going to teach you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, hallelujah. Peace I leave with you, he said. He said, and my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it, Sister Gerda. He ain't gave you that kind of peace. Give I unto you. Now you feel that scripture. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, whoever in here is scared about what's going to happen and blah, 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 he said, let not your heart be troubled. When we were seeking this blessing, and the Lord said, it's done. Lord have mercy. And I'm wondering, Lord, how is this going to be done? Because it wasn't done like I thought I was going to do it. That didn't work. He said, I said, it's done. So I was up teaching one night, and I would go say, he said, I said, oh, I said, that's right. He said, it's done. It's done. Lord, have mercy. God sent an angel to a man and told him, said, they need dust and dust. And I ain't talking about 50 cent either. I said, Lord, Lord have mercy upon my soul. Obey the Lord. Do what he tell you to do. Somebody said, well, I want to do it this way. I said, don't do it that way. That ain't what God told me. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there this morning, and he said, this is why I told you this. They're not going to only be blessed this way, but they're going to be blessed on the income tax. They're going to be blessed on the income. It's going to be written down. It's going to be wrote on the books for your income tax. I said, oh. Ain't that sweet? Ain't that good? Amen. You know, God is something else. He's just something else. Praise the Lord. A lot of y'all in trouble. Praise the Lord. But he's going to get you out if you do what he say. He got lots of money, the gold streets. And sister was saying, she so tickled me so much. She said, now, he's down up there walking on gold street, and I'm down here walking on this stuff down there. That just tickled me so bad. And that's the way we ought to look at it. I mean, that's the way it is. Heaven is for real. It's for real. It's there. The Lord is telling me to tell you, begin to seek him. Seek him. Don't seek it. Don't call it it. Lord, I'm seeking you. I'm seeking the Holy Ghost. And we got a song say, I got it. Got what? We don't understand. We don't. When they call it an experience, it's not an experience, it's a person. It's not an experience, it's a person. Am I right? That's what he told me. This is what he's telling me. He said, you seek me. Yes. He said, you seek me. Oh, God. Okay, I want to read a few more. Turn to Acts 10. I'm going to let you go. I ain't going to keep you all day. Y'all already thought about it. Now, what school? Where am I? What restaurant am I going to? No, they don't serve that. I want to do they serve that on Sunday. See where we are? But it's going to get better where you want to stay. Just keep on hanging around Sister Daisy if you want to. This crazy woman. Acts 10 and 34. This is when Peter and them went to see Cornelius. Since I've always looked at Father, what in the world did he say? Hallelujah. But Peter, who received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, one of the apostles, went to this Gentile's house. Y'all know the story. You know, Jews didn't go to Gentiles' homes. So God had to show him what to do and show him that what he has cleansed, call thou not unclean. God has cleansed. And that could be another whole message, but I'm trying to stay with the Holy Ghost. We want to receive the Holy Spirit because we want to know, praise the Lord, when we take this sacrament, why are we taking it? We'll go into that, really. Okay. Read some. Let's see. What is it? It started 20. I can't see with these. Acts 10:34. You hear that? Okay. The word which God sent into the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Peter was telling him here, he said, you heard the word because it was published through all where you live. And that word you heard is the true word. This word that God sent to the children of Israel, now you Gentiles have heard this word. So that's why he sent for him. That's why this man was seeking the Lord, I suspect. He said, the word I say, ye know, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. What? Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. He said, not only that, we are his witnesses. God gonna have some witnesses around here. Are you a witness of the power of God? We need some witnesses of the power of God. I don't care what you say. We need some witnesses of the power of God. I want you to know the way this world is going, and whoever you put up there to be your president, and whoever you are trying to believe in, it's going to get rough around here. I say it's going to get rough, and you ain't going to able be to get to your doctor. You're going to have somebody that know how to reach God. So will you be one that God can use? You're going to have to know. Hallelujah. You're going to have to know. And my heart is burning. I say, God, people depending on Hillary Clinton and whoever else, they ain't got it because they ain't got God. And the person don't have God will be turned into hell. They're not going to solve it because they're not doing it right. You got to have God in the mix. He got to be the one that's leading you. The nation must be under God. One nation under God. They don't even see that. Y'all remember back when Goldwater was running? They wouldn't even let him run because he was divorced. This dude got 2 or 3 wives. They ain't even said nothing about it. I said, Lord, where have we went to? We don't care. Scum, bum, long as he got our name. I'm telling you something else. People say, well, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. Well, I couldn't do nothing because I ain't neither one of them. So if they run the Libertarian, maybe I'll vote for him. I'm not putting nobody up in that office that ain't standing for God. He better not get up and talk about 2 men could get married. He ain't got my vote. I'm sorry. Now, y'all can talk about it. I don't care. Christians, children of God, we supposed to vote, but we ain't supposed to put anybody in there. Do you know if you vote for somebody, he tear this nation down, you part of it? He said, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I'm saying whoever you vote for, it better be somebody that can do some good. You better not be nobody that's going to say, well, I believe that the women can be married. And I believe that the man can be married to the man. And I believe that the woman can have an abortion when she get rid. All the things that God taught us against. All the things that the church wants to stand for. Oh, God, have mercy upon us. Help us, Lord. Help us. We need help. Because you're an American citizen. Wait a minute. Now, me and my husband is in books. We were some of the first blacks that ever voted in Sunflower County. I was one of the first blacks. That's right. First black person that signed. We had to take a test during that time. And I would pass the test around the table so the other people could. And I didn't know about the Mississippi test and whoever it is. Then they did. But we passed the papers around. And they called us. And he got called me. They had the cameras out there. Your pastor's on NBC white paper. And up in the archives. They don't have to dig very far. You didn't know that, did you? I worked in the civil rights movement. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. I said, Lord, if they ain't for God, I ain't for them. I ain't dying for nothing. It ain't for God. I ain't dying for nothing like that. If I die, it's going to be for God. If I die, it's going to be for the Lord. It ain't going to be for no foolishness. Amen. It's time for the church to find out what they believe in. It's time for you to look in your book. Take a stand. You know, I can't make you believe nothing. Take your stand. If you look in that book and you find something, and this is what God said, take your stand. Don't be afraid to take your stand. For God, he'll stand with you if you'll stand with him. If you stand with God, he'll stand with you. I believe that, sister. I say I believe that. If you stand with God. Now, if you don't stand with it, what you expect? Your name on a book is not going to get you there. I say he's not going to get you to respect. Praise the Lord. So, hey, if these people talking crazy, uh-uh. And then the one that people want to vote for, he stood up there and read off the paper what he done already said about somebody. He done talked about this man, and he read on the paper what he's supposed to say. You know, they write them speeches. You know that, don't you? So the speech writer, I said, Lord have mercy. Now, He read that he was, and he was acting like he was reading. He was just going, I'm going to read this because they done wrote it. So-and-so. I said, Lord Jesus, what in the world? What have we got? I know it's hard. I can't tell you what to do. This one time, Sister Davis cannot tell you what to do. But I tell you one thing, you better be watching what you're doing. I said, you better watch what you're doing. Because your vote is going to put somebody in there that ain't worth a damn. Maybe I am telling you. I don't know. Glory be to God. So here Cornelius. All Peter then was told him, you heard what the word was. You heard the word. So I'm thinking, Lord, they went and talked the word, spoke the word. So are we going and taking, what are we taking out there? Are we taking the word out there? Because when Cornelius heard the word, the Bible said, read on. You can start up. The chapter 40, him God raised.
Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people.
Okay, now.
And to testify.
Okay, now. Now, he told us to go tell people that. He told us to testify of Jesus, which the Holy Spirit does. He testifies of Jesus. That's what the Holy Ghost does. And he said, read on.
To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin.
So whosoever believeth in him, the people that we go out and testify to, shall receive remission of sins. And while Peter what?
And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them, which heard the word. And they of the circumcised which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift
of the Holy Ghost. The church need the Holy Ghost. They got it. Yes. See, they got right there, and they took that scripture and made a doctrine of it. Hello? That's what he did. The Bible do say they heard them speak with tongues, and I do believe that. And magnify God. Praise the Lord. I said, but don't be, you come up, don't look for tongues. You look for him. Sister Gertrude, she tells me how she got filled. She didn't look for no tongues. She just stepped out and God filled her with the Holy Ghost. And this is the way I want the church to be filled. You know, this we want to get filled like this say. We don't want what they got. You know, we want to get filled because we're seeking God. So you seek God for the Holy Ghost. When you speak in tongues, he just say, I'm here. You know, I won't talk to him and he don't say nothing back. Yeah, I'm talking to him. But if I was teaching this. And I said, when they say it, I say, Willie, name is Willie, right? And I go to him and say, go talk to it. Go get it. Go get it. His name is Willie, though. You understand what I'm saying? You talking to God, you call him, he's the Holy Spirit. He's the Holy Ghost. He came from Jesus. He came forth from God. He is all Jesus is, all God is. I got no problem. I don't care. You know, I ain't trying to explain what this and what. Hallelujah. Our God is one. To me, he's one. When I talk to the Father, I talk to Jesus. It all depends on what I'm doing at the time and what I want at the time. I told you a secret. Jesus is the Savior. He's the Savior. But the Holy Ghost got his part too. Let me tell you some things. You can write it down real quick if you want to. Or you could underline it in your Bible. The Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. We all need baptism in the Holy Ghost. I mean, Acts 2. Shoot. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. Is that right? Yes, he is. He teaches all truth. Yes, in all things. So you're going to find that in John 15:26. He testifies of Jesus. The Holy Ghost convicts people of sin.
Yes.
So I'm expecting we preach to sinners in the church. I'm expecting people through the Holy Ghost to get convicted.
That's right.
Because that's what he said do. 16 and 8, John. And then he leads and guides, Romans 8, 14. He leads. He reveals truth in John 16 and 13. He strengthens and encourages in John 9, 30. Read that, sister, at John 9 and 37. Don't worry about it. Oh, John 9, 31. I know if I, because I've been reading that. I know what it is when you start reading. But he strengthens and encourages us. John 9, 30. Is it 37 or 31? Is it a John 9?
9 and 30. 37, you said.
Well, just, let's see what it says, because I don't know what this, I don't know my own right. So maybe go up a little, because he encourages. Who is he encouraging in there? This is Acts now, not John.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Acts.
Okay. Right.
Acts 9. X. No, that's me. I say John didn't. I'm sorry. Acts 9. No, Acts 9, 30. Maybe try 31. Mm-hmm. He strengthened the church.
And
they rested.
And then
he edified them. And they did what?
They walked
in the fear of the Lord.
And
the comfort of the Holy Ghost. They were multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't got to worry about what God sent us to do. Because he's going to come in here and strengthen us and help us to do what he tell us to do.
Right.
Many of the churches, we, you know, they're scared to go out there and say anything to people. People something else. You just don't really know. You see something every day about some crazy people that did this or that. But the Holy Spirit will comfort us and help us and lead us and guide us. And he helps us in Romans 8, 26. Hallelujah. He helps in weakness. Hallelujah. And he intercedes. And probably do a lot more. But he's an intercessor. He interceded for my sister. He interceded for her. He interceded for anybody that's gotten the help, the Holy Spirit, that is his job. He intercedes. So the Lord told us, abide in him. Dwell in him. Hallelujah. He said, if you abide in me and I, and you can ask what you want. Praise the Lord. He said, I will not leave you comforts in John 16, 18. I'm going to come to you. I'm not going to leave you. Listen. What I'm getting, I have to go. This is my strength. This has drove me to the word. I mean, I love the word, but this has driven me to the word. Because, hallelujah, I said, Lord, I know your word is true. I know your word is true because I've read it, hallelujah, and you spoke it to me, and I've spoken it, and it's happened. So I know your word is true. Praise the Lord. Beloved, take time to read it. Not just because I say read it. Not because I'm a Christian and I got to read it, but read it because it's your light. It's your map. It's your direction for the day. God may just turn to something right there and boom, that's what you need for the day. Use the word as a guiding light. You know, use it as a guide. Praise the Lord. Because when I read the First Peter, 1 and 8. Remember, we was trying to find out what's first. It's First Peter. I take Second Peter for 1 and 8. I got to turn down in my Bible. I read it every morning because I'm trying to walk in it. Because he said, if I have this in me in abound, I won't be barren. I won't be barren. I don't want to be barren. I want to be barren. And then he says on down a few more verses. He said, and so an interest shall be ministered to you abundantly into the kingdom of God. Well, boy, I got that. Woo, Jesus. And so an interest will be administered to you. I'm going to give you an interest into the kingdom of God. And I thought, wow. And so every day, put it in my spirit. Whatsoever I think, I want to think right. He said, think on just and pure things. Just and honest. True and honest and just. Pure and lovely things. But we don't, you know, so we go through life being us. You know, we go through life being us. But you have to transform yourself. He said he's going to restore. He's going to transform us. You got to be transformed into that. And it ain't easy. Because flesh don't die easy. No, no. You have to just whipple that thing down until you say, Uncle. Praise the Lord. Don't get discouraged. Because God knows if you're trying. God knows if you really trying and trying to get this thing right. God knows. Is that right? But don't make excuses either now. Because, you know, we like to do that. Yes, Lord. We like to do that. Where you stand? We need the Holy Ghost. Not a it. We need him. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. He will lead and guide us into all truth. And we need some truth. Especially now. I'll give you time to go and get you some. Be back, because I really studied to preach, to teach this. I had to teach and preach and teach. And I loved every bit of it. And have no hard time doing it. I love to preach and teach. You know, because I feel like God is what he gives me to do. And if I don't do it here, it's other places. I just feel like I'm here, and I thank God for being here. I really thank, I walk through this church, thank you, Lord, for this. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to say this, now I'm getting out of the word, but I want to say this to you all. We, the kids want to build a building. I know I'm off where in the left field, but I got to say it while you're here. They want to build a building. Yeah, a multi-purpose building, which is nice. But I feel the Holy Spirit telling me we pay this one off first. So don't stop giving to the building fund, because the money will go to pay this church off. This building need to be paid off first. It don't make sense to go get another building before you get this one paid off. Don't make sense. So she said, did you tell them? They people thinking they? I said, well, it was. I guess I'm tired. I don't know why I let them get this far. So you see, pastor, you need to pray for your pastor. And then again, this building don't have a name. This is not Holy Revival Temple. It's not a person. It's a building. It'll take us $300,000 to put a building out there. About that much. When you get through putting in this and that and putting up that and this and calling in it, and you can't, you know what I'm saying? It takes money. Number two, you got to have some, hello, we don't want to go there because you sure telling the truth. The number two, you got to have somebody with some credit to go to the bank to get the money. I'm not it. Dad ain't it. So now y'all throwing money, y'all sales, y'all want to build a building, get somebody to go and get the money. But I'm going to tell you, if you go to, they're going to put the, if you go to the bank you can get it at, they're going to stick this up on top of what you get. And now instead of 300, you owe 390,000. No time for it. If God wants us to have a building, let us be faithful and get this building paid, and then he'll give us a building. Somebody will come in here and say, you know what? Girl, y'all come on. We talking about a God that can do anything. Good gracious. If he says it's going to be a building here, there'll be a building here. He'll make a way. We can talk of the favor that God showed us building this building. We built this building, but God showed us so much favor. We couldn't have done this. I couldn't have got that $40,000 driveway out there. We didn't have the money to do that. But God showed my husband how to do it, and God made a way for us to do it. There were things I just could not have got done, child. I could write a book. And I did. I kept up with it. But I want to tell you, God is God. So let's do the right thing. Let's get really serious about getting this building paid off. Because God told us to get out of debt. Watch it now. He talking about everybody. Ain't that right? So help us all to get our minds geared into what God wants us to do. Yes, I said, get our minds geared into God, what else to do. Hallelujah. I hope that it's helped you. We need the Holy Ghost. So I want you to start praying, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, come in. Mm-hmm. And think of him as a person, because that's who he is. He come from God. He's a person. Amen. Anybody need prayer this morning? He's also a healer. Our Jesus heals. Our Jesus helps. He does everything. Amen. Anybody need prayer this morning? You know, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you should give an altar call, but most people be here be saved. You know, so it's hard to give an altar call when you're talking to a few saved people. Praise the Lord. Pray for our outreach in September when we're going down there. Then we can give an altar call. We don't want nobody there. And we certainly got people that need help. Isn't that right? So, Allison, I know you heard we're going down there in September, down to Jody's church, where we had where you sung at. She offered us the building. Isn't that sweet? And then Pastor said, tell her she ain't got to pay. Ooh, Jesus. But I don't go nowhere. I'm like Abraham. No, you gonna get some money, because I'm not going to give you. You say, mm-mm. He put me on the spot, because now I really got to pay. It's September 24th. Is that right? It's September 24th. It's the last September last Saturday in September. It's not that far off. And sister already got the things out. She bless her heart. She said, Pastor, it's too much. I'm going to do this. And she got them things. I got them. The invitation rolled up and ready to go. It's just ready to go. Y'all do the same, sister. I just appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate you. And Al, I was telling Dad, I said, and I'm going to let you go. I told Dad, I said, Mark said he'll take care of the chickens for us. He had some chickens. I mean, people offering to do. It's just wonderful. It's many things that need to be done. Because we're not going to ask you to do that, Mark. But I'm just to say you would do it. That's wonderful. You need some prayer, girl. Come believing. What you need? Everybody got stomach trouble.
Cramps. I don't have cramps after I had Ori. My cramps stopped.
Uh-huh.